Even what we call destruction is creation. All breakings apart precede new comings together that have never before existed. What great wisdom is shared in our scripture for today. From Genesis 2, verses 18 through 23. This is my own translation. You will see a copy of it in your bulletin as an insert. My translation is based on the groundbreaking scholarship of Phyllis Trible. Some of you may know that name. She is a biblical scholar, retired from Union Theological Seminary in New York. And while these words in this translation may sound quite different than what we are used to reading in our translations, I assure you they are quite faithful to the Hebrew. And they speak the same wisdom. All breakings apart precede new comings together. Let us listen closely for God's word to us through these words of Scripture. Now God said, "It is not good to be the only human, all alone. I will make for the human a corresponding helper." And God formed from the humus every beast of the field and all the birds of heaven. And God brought them to the human in order to see what the human would call each creature. And every name that the human called each living, breathing creature, that was the creature's name. The human called forth names for all the animals, the cows, the oxen, and for birds of the heavens and for all the life of the field, the blueberries, the farmland. But for the human, as good as that was, a corresponding help was not found. So God caused deep sleep to fall on the human, and the human slept. And God took the human's primary rib, and then its flesh closed in. And God built the rib taken from the original human to form a new human, a woman. And God brought her to the reformed first human, now a man. And the reformed first human said, "At last, this is substance from my substance and flesh from my flesh. This one is called woman, and I am called man." Because woman and man were reformed by God from and for each other. Through these words, may we hear the word of God. Amen. Today is Reformation Sunday in our liturgical calendar. The church is always reformed and always being. Let me start again. The church is reformed and always being reformed according to the word of God, according to the Spirit of God. Our tradition says it's one of the great slogans of the 16th century Protestant Reformation, the religious heritage of our own Presbyterian denomination. The church is reformed and always being reformed. Put simply, God forms us, God reforms us, God reforms us, God reforms us. You get where I'm going with that. On and on and on, over and over, in ways that at least for today can seem wonderfully exciting on this Reformation Sunday. But let's be honest, sometimes Reformation can be profoundly painful or scary. Being reformed, it means we have to change our identity. It means we have to let go of who we were in order to become what we will become. It's exciting. but it can be scary. In hindsight, it seems fitting to me that the liturgical calendar would mark our first Sunday together as Reformation Sunday. You might even call it the providence of God if you're into such things. Today is the Sunday in which Presbyterians across the nation are called to root ourselves firmly in the tradition from which we come, even as we branch out in new ways for a new day. Today, we join with Presbyterian preachers across the country who have prepared sermons about historic Reformation teachings on creation or sin. You ready for that one? Or about how Presbyterians read the Bible. Or my personal favorite, about how we deal with that much maligned and thorny doctrine of double predestination. You may very well hear a sermon on that in another Presbyterian church today. And I have good news for those of you who came to hear me preach that kind of sermon. You will hear one someday, but not today. Today, I simply begin with a confession. Reformation, or reformation, as I like to call it, is hard. It's exciting, but it's hard. You talked about it, the transition. Exciting, but hard. Today, exciting, thrilling. This is everything we've said we want it to be. Your PNC and I discerned very carefully, and it was very clear. This is the right thing. What a great day. We are ready to be reformed according to the Word of God, according to the Spirit of God on this Reformation Sunday. Maybe. Maybe. The truth is, with all the discerning and all the planning, and all the careful transitioning and all the wonderful welcome, the truth is, we have no idea where this particular reformation will lead. We have no idea. We have hopes. I have hopes. You have hopes. We shared some of them in our discussion together as we discern this call. We have ideas. We have visions and dreams. I've already started meeting and setting up meetings with committee chairs and have ideas about what we might do and where we might go. But we do not have any certainty about where this reformation, where this reformation will lead. We have no idea what kind of identity we will be asked to let go of or to embrace. We have to trust, and that's where faith comes in. The truth is, dare I say it, that even a great reformation requires change. And I know I can hear you already saying in your hearts, if not through your voices, you're supposed to bring stability. We've done that change thing. And you're right. In a very real sense, I am here. I'm not going anywhere. The kids are going to make my walking stick into a maypole, or we're not doing maypole anymore. But I'm here, and we can trust the stability that comes with having an installed pastor. But it is also true that simply by showing up and being who I am with all of my potential and all of my pitfalls, and I will just tell you right now that I am not perfect. Just me showing up is a pretty radical change. And I know that. And we just know that. This is a big change for this congregation. And I will confess to you that it is also true on my end that just you being who you are, with all of your potential that has become so clear to me these past many months, I'm just going to guess you're not perfect either. Just guessing. This is a radical change for me, too. I cannot be the same pastor with you that I have been in the past. You are leading me to a new normal, just as I am leading you to a new normal. As the saying goes, I may not be changing for you, but I cannot help be changed by you. And change is hard, at least for me, and I'm guessing for the rest of us. This particular change, though, at least for me, and I have heard from many of you, is really good. This is a really good change. We are thrilled, Christopher and I, to be here, and I have heard from you that you feel the same. It was also thrilling in our scripture from Genesis. It was thrilling to experience that reformation that created the first human and the second. In fact, the reformation of humanity begins right there, when God takes the humus, reforms the humus of the earth into a human being. That's the first reformation. The creation of humanity in the first place is God's work of reformation of the human from the humus. God places the human in a beautiful garden with trees and fruit, and the human being and the beautiful garden are good, beautiful, something to be celebrated. But it is not good for the human to be alone, so God reforms the original human in order to create a corresponding helper. And both creatures are now new. From the original human, a whole new identity, reformed so they can be in companionship with God and one another, and it is good. It is something to be celebrated. Finally, we have human community for support and encouragement. Finally, the reformation seems to be complete. Anybody know Genesis 3? Oh boy, along comes the serpent, and there's the fruit, and yada, 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 and then comes another reformation, and another one, and another one, and another one, and in hindsight, it just seems natural that reformation is just part of who we are as humans. It's built into the fabric of our identity. We are always in need of being reformed. So here we are, you and I, in the midst of our ongoing reformation. And the good news today is that through every moment of formation and reformation, the God who is nearer to us than our breath in this story, it is, in fact, the very Spirit of God that becomes our breath. This God is present, is personal through every reformation, breathing life and energy and wholeness and hope through every part of this beautiful and good and glorious creation, including you, including me. And God is not done with us yet. Alleluia. God is doing everything God can through whatever reformation you need or I need or that our congregation needs or that our country needs or that our relationship with our entire climate needs. The reformations we know we need and the ones we think we don't need. God is not done with us yet. And God is doing everything God can to make this good creation, including you, including me, just a little bit gooder. In the end, being formed and reformed, and always being reformed, is not about change for the sake of change or chaos for the sake of chaos. Or, may I add, even with our fancy theological degrees, being reformed is not about theological inquiry for the sake of theological inquiry. Being formed and reformed and always being reformed according to the Word of God, according to the Spirit of God, is about companionship and community, about finding and receiving help, a corresponding help, about learning to live in joyous relationship with one another and with God over and over and over again, and it is fun. If you haven't heard yet, I'm a pastor who likes to have fun. So let's have fun, friends, celebrating this Reformation Sunday, this Reformation Sunday, because here at Shepherdstown Presbyterian Church, we are indeed always about the business of being reformed by God. Amen.